With Jesus as our good shepherd, our life feels safe, secure, and protected. What is the reason? Because the good shepherd, the Jesus as our good shepherd, his being good is for nothing. His being good leads us to everlasting life. If leaders of the world would give us uncertainties in our life, would even lead us to perdition because of their selfishness, because of their arrogance, because of their egoism, the good shepherd, Jesus, because of his selflessness, he died on the cross in order for us to gain eternal life, safe, secure, protected life. What can be more good than having eternal life in our lives? Paul and Barnabas share in the goodness of this shepherd, Jesus. In what way? Preaching the good news. Though in preaching the good news, first, their audience was the Jews or the Jewish converts. They experienced vicious attacks. The Jews who were the audience of Paul, or the Jews who were the audience of Paul and Barnabas, got jealous. And Paul and Barnabas was determined. They said that the good news must be preached to you. Why? Because the good news preached to the people would lead the people to eternal life. But unfortunately, the Jews rejected it. Rejected the good news. So what did Paul and Barnabas do? They turned to the Gentiles. Since you rejected us, you rejected the good news preached to you, we now turn to the Gentiles. Because God, as our good shepherd, leads all people, not only the Jews. And since you, the Jews, turned down or looked down on the Gentiles, they are now candidates for the kingdom of God. Because when we preach to them the good news, they gladly accepted it. And so this is the desire, this is the plan of God as our good shepherd, that everyone, all, will share in everlasting happiness with God as our Father. John the Apostle had this vision in the book of Revelation. There he saw a multitude of people that cannot be counted. And there is the Lamb seated on the throne. The multitude, this multitude of people have experienced persecution in their lives. But take a look at this, my dear brothers and sisters, that after the persecution that they encountered, that they suffered, they were led again by the Lamb. And who is this Lamb who is sitting on the throne? No other than Jesus, the Good Shepherd. It is as if Jesus, the Lamb, said to them, your life will not end in your persecution. Because you, as the body, I, as the head, suffered persecution too. But my life did not end in persecution. I rose again, and here I am. I am glorious. I experience glorification with my Father. So Jesus, as the Lamb who is seated on the throne, led these people, this multitude, countless as they were, to everlasting happiness. So you see, Jesus, as the Good Shepherd, continues to labor so much for us. in order to lead us to the Father, to savor the immensity, the boundless love of the Father, and to make us always united with the Father. And that is eternal life, to savor the very presence of the Father in and within us. In the gospel, there is this unique and mutual relationship between the shepherd and the sheep. Jesus said, "My sheep hears my voice." This is very unique in the sense that the sheep only hears, only knows the voice of their shepherd. There may be plenty of shepherds. A shepherd who has 50 sheep, a shepherd who has 150 sheep. But the sheep would only recognize the voice of their shepherd and not the voice of other shepherds. And so Jesus said, they listen to me. And what is the good shepherd does? He preached to them the good news. And this sheep follows only the shepherd, that is Jesus Christ. And Jesus said, since you know my voice, you hear my voice, I gave you eternal life. I give you eternal life. No one in this earth, in this world, could grant us eternal life. Only Jesus as our good shepherd. So Jesus said after that, I know them and they follow me. Knowing here is not only a matter of the intellect, but knowing here means loving. So when Jesus said, I know them, I know you, my sheep, it means I love you. And actually, his love reached its peak when he offered his life on the cross, dying for us in order for us to gain eternal life. And eternal life is none other than being with God our Father, feeling the presence, the immense love of God the Father. So this is Jesus as the Good Shepherd leading us to eternal life.